Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 10th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT Radio on its 100th anniversary as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummins and his wife Dottie. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. Unfortunately, this past week, due to rain, Monticello's 4th of July parade was canceled, but campers traveled to Cascade that evening to be dazzled by the beautiful 4th of July fireworks. We sure do appreciate all those folks over there that make it possible. Camp's travel campers had a wonderful time this past week at the Clinton Shoal Boat. This next week, the campers will be taking off in what we call our Trackers program. Starting Sunday, Camp Courageous will be receiving campers with brain injuries, a group we have been involved with for decades, going back to the early 1980s, when Camp Courageous helped start the Iowa Brain Injury Association. Currently, Camp Courageous is looking for a facilities director. As Camp Courageous has continued to grow and expand its services for more and more individuals with disabilities, Camp is now seeking a facilities director. A qualified candidate will have a lot of experience with plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and general construction skills. Kind of must be a self-starter, troubleshooter. If you're interested, get a hold of me personally at campcourageous.org, or you can phone me at Camp Courageous, which is 319-465-5916, and just ask for Charlie Becker. We appreciate that. A big thank you to John Green and our friends at the Iowa City Old Capitol Kiwanis for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to talk and give a program to this wonderful group. Longtime supporters, and we appreciate all that they do for Camp Courageous and for so many groups. The Camp Courageous VW bus will be located this weekend on Saturday. It will be at the Hy-Vee on Mount Vernon Road, southeast in Cedar Rapids, from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday, it will be at the Hy-Vee on Oakland Road. That's at 3235 Oakland Road, northeast in Cedar Rapids. A big thank you to Hy-Vee for giving us that opportunity. The Volkswagen event will be there in the parking lot. You can take a look at it. And there will be instructions on how you can order tickets online for the Volkswagen van that's being given away in honor of the Camp Courageous 50th anniversary. It's a 50-year-old VW bus. So thank you for the support of that. Tickets are now available for the Camp Courageous Pineapple Gala. It will be Friday, August 19th, 2022. It will be located at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids. You can go online and buy tickets, or you can drop us a note and let us know that you're interested in tickets, and we'll get them right off to you. Tickets are $75 a piece. It will be a great evening as we celebrate Camp Courageous' 50th anniversary. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Grasso, is going well, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. 100% of this is run by donations, with great people bringing items to sell, and then all the proceeds going to Camp Courageous. Credit cards are now accepted up there, and it now goes year-round. So big thank you to all those folks. This week, we have Counselor Jacob Vasky. Jake is originally from Manchester, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what it's like to be a new counselor at Camp Courageous.
My name is Jacob Vasky, and I'm from Manchester, Iowa. First impression is like, wow. There's so much stuff here, and there's so much to do for everyone. And I really have a passion for helping people, whether it's people with these special needs or anything along that line. And like, I saw the opportunity for the job, and I thought it'd be a great experience for me to be able to help these kids and campers just have a time of their life during the week. I didn't know exactly what to expect when I went into it, but like kind of like organized chaos, to where like the campers are here and we're just trying to give them the best experience. I really hope to take away just like a lot of learning experiences. I think this is to be a great learning experience for me to be able to just like possibly see the world from a different perspective. Like, I think that's one big takeaway I'm really hoping to get away from this summer. I'm currently going to school for social work, so I'm trying to decide if I want to work with like individuals with disabilities or if I want to go work with kids in the foster care system. So I think like I'm using this kind of a stepping stone to see if I want to continue working with individuals within this area.
Thank you, Jacob. Camp Courageous has job openings for counseling positions year-round, so if you or someone you know would like to join Jacob, we would love to visit with you. There is a $500 sign-on bonus currently, and Camp Courageous's paid staff are provided the best pay, best benefits, and best living conditions of any camp in Iowa. We are always looking for the very best of the best, so check us out at campcourageous.org. Memorials this past week where the families have asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous include Rita Lang, longtime supporter of Camp Courageous from Cedar Rapids. She was in our bridge marathons going back over 40 years. Our sympathy goes out to her dear friend of honorary board member Kay Pillick. Millie Shaw from up in Manchester passed away in the last week. Her and her husband Don were part of Getsco Construction. They were instrumental on the early 90s as far as building the new lodge and our new camper cabins. And also Mary Lou Kaiser, the mother of administrative assistant Becky Melchert here at Camp Courageous, passed away, and the family asked that her memorials go to Camp Courageous. Also, our sympathy goes out to the family of Victoria Jean Lurch von Stein. Vicky was the daughter of Dave Schmidt, a huge supporter of the camp. The need for the week is shower chairs. We hope you have a wonderful weekend and a great coming week. Thank you for listening.